Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. We're still not sure what it was exactly or where it came from, but a fighter jet shot down an unknown object flying over Alaska yesterday. Here's CBS's Willie James Inman.
The Pentagon described it as much smaller than the Chinese balloon that flew over the U.S. last week.
The object was about the size of a small car.
The White House says the U.S. first detected the unmanned object Thursday night, flying at 40,000 feet, which posed a threat to commercial planes.
President Biden ordered the strike. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells CBS News it would raise significant concerns if the object is from China. Federal agents surfed former Vice President Mike Pence's home yesterday. Our Tom Foti reports.
Federal investigators arrived at the Pence home in Indiana in search of documents. They did find one. Meantime, the Associated Press reported that lawyers for Trump have turned over additional documents with classified markings to investigators, as well as a laptop belonging to a Trump aide.
Well over 24,000 dead, tens of thousands injured, and millions are homeless after the devastating earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria 5 days ago. The United Nations says help is desperately needed in both regions.
Tents, plastic sheeting, the thermal blankets, the sleeping mats, winter clothing.
At a high school in St. Paul, Minnesota.
We are not okay. Our kids are not okay.
School Superintendent Joe Gothard responding to a stabbing at Harding High School. A 15-year-old boy is dead. Police have arrested a 16-year-old who was also a student. They're still not sure what led up to the deadly incident. A congresswoman was assaulted in her apartment building in Washington. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us the suspect is heading to court Monday.
Kendred Hamlin of Washington will be in federal court Monday afternoon, accused of punching Angie Craig, a Democrat from Minnesota, in the elevator of her apartment building when Craig refused to let Hamlin up into her apartment to use the restroom.
She's bruised up but not seriously injured. The attack does not appear to be politically motivated. 10 former NFL players are suing the league's disability program, claiming they were wrongfully denied benefits. Here's attorney Sam Katz.
Disabled players are currently being deprived of their rightful benefits by the institution they trusted with their health and their lives.
The NFL tells CBS News its disability program is fair and its board reviews every contested application. Well, get ready for beads and beignets.
I love New Orleans and I love Mardi Gras.
The lead up to Mardi Gras is underway. The celebration kicked off last night with a parade along historic St. Charles Avenue. Music blared from Bourbon Street bars. It continues through Fat Tuesday, February 21st. This is CBS News. If you've got in it.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 44. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 20. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 44. Mainly sunny skies Monday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered showers Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Yeah. Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DUX Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, dnr.wi.gov. I'm Dan Small. Today, Sid Dobrin, host of the Fishing Professor Rodcast, talks about his first ice fishing experience up on Lake of the Woods. And we'll get a preview of next weekend's Wisconsin Muskie Expo with Expo producer Mike Veseret. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal, year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every single month for hundreds of satisfied clients. So call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And the firm of Hupe and Abraham has paid thousands of dollars in rewards to help solve crimes in Milwaukee and southeast Wisconsin. And Michael Hupe is the president of Milwaukee Crime Stoppers. This time around, he's offering a $25,000 reward for the next anonymous tip that solves a homicide case. So if you've got a tip on an unsolved homicide case, visit MilwaukeeCrimeStoppers.com. Well, joining me once again from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back, and I bet you've been out ice fishing.
Yeah, you know, Dan, I got to take advantage of some of these nice warm days. We've really only suffered through maybe 3 weeks of cold weather, and none of that was all together. It was, you know, we had the cold during gun deer season. We had a cold snap in December, and we had one here at the end of January into February, and that might be it for the year. Ice is a weird thing right now in the state of Wisconsin. There are places you cannot drive a truck on yet. There are places where at least I wouldn't recommend you do so. And there is just not the normal amount of ice and snow that I suppose we're used to seeing in most places. At the beginning of the season, I kind of thought we were looking for kind of a nasty winter, really, yeah, with it, the cold snap in December, and we got a bunch of snow. And I thought, boy, if this is how it's going to go, this is going to get rough on animals and, you know, getting around in places. And, boy, it really hasn't been bad at all.
No, it certainly hasn't. The coldest weather, of course, was a couple of weeks ago when I was up in Lake of the Woods, or on Lake of the Woods up in northern Minnesota, where it hit 27, 28 below, and we'll talk about that with one of the guests this week. But we were comfortable because we were dressed for it, and we hopped out of the warm car and into the warm shelter, so it wasn't bad at all. And it was, like some of the weather we've had recently, sunny and calm and just nice to be out if your extremities and your nose were covered, you know. So
yeah,
with
absolutely.
This warmer weather, have you been getting into fish, or are you just...
Yeah, you know, again, it's just such a weird time. This should really be some kind of doldrum times. We shouldn't be looking at this as a late ice time where we've got a lot of, you know, fresh, warmer water, sun-baked water, in a sense, running into the holes. But that's really what we're seeing in a lot of places where we've had sunshine, we've had the warmer weather, we've got some runoff already happening. I mean, the guys in my area that fish the Wisconsin River, they're starting to prepare boats, Dan. I mean, they're anticipating being able to get out here before the end of the month of February into the boats onto the river in Nakusa. So it's just kind of very odd. But we are finding some fish. We're chasing them around a little bit, much like I saw a few weeks ago when I talked about how I think the thickness of the ice and depth of snow is affecting how these fish are reacting to people on the water. We saw it again chasing fish, this time in a basin of about 26 feet. These fish were suspended about halfway down, and you could just see when you would drill, when you would walk, Certainly when you would catch a fish, they were just super spooky and you just couldn't stay on them. And that's really been the theme this year with a lot of guys that I've spoken to, is that very spooky fish, hard to stay on them. Just a strange year. When you look back in the notebooks, I'm thinking it'll be more of an anomaly than a norm, but you know, we're still catching them on what we typically catch them on. I'm a teardrop jig type of guy, maybe an ant style jig. It's still kind of a teardrop esque jig with plastics. I don't use much for live bait. In fact, I've got a tournament coming up next weekend. It'll be the first time I've bought live bait in a few years.
Wow.
Because I'll never go to a tournament without live bait, because I don't want to be beat by the guy that has it and I don't have it.
Right.
But chances are I may not even use it. But I'll have some sort of, you know, wax or spikes or something like that.
Yeah.
But I'm a plastics guy. I like using that type of stuff. That's what we've been utilizing and still catching fish. Caught a real nice, just shy of 13-inch crappie the other day, a couple 9-inch bluegills. Really beautiful fish, nice looking fish, great to take pictures, great to release, but it's been an off year. I would say this will probably be the fewest amount of times I have gotten out ice fishing in many years, part of that due to ice conditions, and probably some of the worst catching I've done in a while.
Wow.
I think based on some of where we can go, what we can do, how we get there. I mean, there are some places that I wouldn't even bother taking a Polaris Ranger, where, you know, you're already starting to get shorelines weak, and I don't want to put something into the water. So it's a weird season.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know they're catching them on the Mississippi, at least where they can get out. Friends of mine, Trapper in particular, caught some bluegill. I guess it was a mixed bag, bluegills and one or two crappies and perch, and not bad looking fish for half a day of fishing. And I haven't had a chance to get over there. I'm still, you know, catching up after being up at Lake of the Woods, but I hope to get out both rabbit hunting and doing a little ice fishing here before the end of this month and before the sports show season starts. I'll be at the Milwaukee show, of course, the second weekend in March, and that's the main one I'll be doing this year. Probably the only one, but I'll have updates on that as we get closer. Well, your tournament now, that's in Minnesota. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so that'll be on French Lake in Rice County, Minnesota, just south of the cities, a little closer to Faribault and Rochester. And it's the Ultimate Panfish League tournament. So it's a team tournament. Todd Forsier and I are headed over there to fish in that. It's a 7-7 event, so 14 fish total. It'll be 7 crappies, 7 bluegills. It looks like the lake will be kind of challenging in the sense of using the forward-facing sonar to find some basin crappies, because there are just a ton of schooling sheephead in that lake.
Oh, boy.
And so they tend to have a very similar signal on the forward-facing sonar. When you see them, you'll go, oh, those got to be crappies, until you realize they really don't care about your presentation. Oftentimes, it's harder to get a sheephead to eat in the wintertime. They really just, their metabolism really, really drops. But they're going to look like it, and you may chase them around for a while before you realize that's what they are. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic. There is enough sheephead in that lake that they want to do a little side pot, a little side bet on who catches the largest one. The biggest one I've seen come through an ice hole here so far was just about 18, 19 inches, caught on light tackle. So that would be fun to catch, but during tournament day, that's not one I want to see come through the hole.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, that's a good-sized fish. And, you know, they're not bad eating. A lot of people diss them pretty badly, but keep them on ice. And, of course, in the winter, that's easy to do. I've eaten them. You fillet them, get the skin off, and take that so-called mud line out, the red or, you know, reddish-brown meat. And, you know, you batter them up and throw them in with walleyes and perch, and some people can't tell the difference.
Yeah, hard to tell the difference, especially, you know, depending on the water that you're catching them on. We took some home many years ago from Iowa and fried them up along with the white bass and perch and everything, and you couldn't tell what was what by the end of it.
Yeah, cool. Well, sturgeon spearing season starts this weekend, today for most listeners, Saturday, and this is also, I think, Fond du Lac's Sturgeon Fest weekend as well, so folks are going to be having fun out there on Winnebago, I'm sure. And the Huntworth Gear winter sale still going on now through Super Bowl Sunday through the 12th. So visit huntworthgear.com and you can save up to 50% off on certain products. That's huntworthgear.com. Well, Dave Roll and I finished our work on the 45th anniversary video for the Wisconsin chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation. We presented it, or I did, at the convention last weekend at Three Bears Resort in Warrens, and folks there loved it. We've given it to them. They will be posting it up on the website, I think, fairly soon for anyone interested in that. We'll let you know when we know it's posted. And we have a giveaway this week. A pair of tickets to next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo at Washington County Fair Park. And by the way, kids 16 and under, not 12 and under, 16 and under, get in free. So bring the whole family, whether you win tickets or not, and you'll have some fun at that show. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number. And if you're a winner, we'll let you know early in the week so you can plan your weekend. Well, coming up, speaking of the Muskie Expo, producer Mike Vezeret gives us a preview of what to expect at the expo going on next weekend. And Sid Dobrin, host of the Fishing Professor Rodcast, talks about his first time ice fishing up on Lake of the Woods. The guy's from Florida. He had a ball. You'll hear all about it. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio. Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 17, 18, and 19 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MilwaukeeMuskieExpo.com.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Milwaukee Muskie Expo is set for next weekend, February 17 through 19, at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. You can learn more online at muskieexpo.com. And joining me now is Muskie Expo producer Mike Vezeret. Mike, thanks for joining us and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dan. Another day closer to spring.
Yes, it is, and that means closer to the expo. And I ask you this question each year, a week or so out. Are you ready?
I'm totally ready. All the plans are made. The vendors are coming in. Some great lineup there. Got speaker lineups. All that's done great. We've got some great food coming in. Schweiz Catering is coming back this year. So there'll be some great food being served.
Before we get into details, how was the Chicago Expo? You do two in about a month's time, which is really quite a feat to take on, but I understand you had a good show down in Chicago.
We had a great show down in Chicago. We had excellent turnout. It was excellent weather, hoping for the same thing this next coming week. Vendors were extremely excited. They brought their best A game. They really brought some great, exciting products. Vendors that had all this new stuff still have new stuff coming out, and they're still coming into it with it for Milwaukee. But also that was so exciting was just seeing the crowds coming back. The COVID stuff is basically over, whether you like it or not. I only saw one person there with a mask.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that we gave that person a hard time. The guy was elderly, and quite frankly, probably COVID or non-COVID would have been wearing the mask. So a lot of things that were really exciting. Great, healthy event. Everybody's happy, and everybody left very happy. A lot of new lures and a lot of new stuff going out the door, too.
Well, good. Now, you mentioned new lures, new products. What are people going to see that they haven't seen before when they come to the Milwaukee Expo?
Well, what are they going to see? You have to remember, part of this is not just catching fish, it's about catching fishermen. So this new shiniest lure is sometimes they're designed to catch the new fishermen. So be wary of that.
Okay. And you've got store prizes, I understand. You're going to do quite a bit there.
Yeah, actually, we've got two huge drawings going on, actually three. We've got a nice rod reel combo, a dial and brand new Pro Series reel with a Chaos 2020 rod. That's one of the big drawings. One of the other big drawings is a week's trip down at Cave Run.
Yeah.
That's an awesome trip. One day guided, and then the rest, obviously, you're on your own. And then, obviously, if you have caught a fish and you want to sign up for it, Lax does an awesome reproduction. That's got to be at least a $600 value in terms of what they offer at the show. So those are all things that you can sign up for. We're obviously giving away door prizes to at least a couple thousand people that'll come through. We'll grab those. And then also we do have for the kids some junior pro staff shirts, limited quantities, but some kids really, really, really are happy to see something that they get at the show versus just dad or mom.
Yeah, well, that's cool that kids get a chance to get a shirt as well. You've got seminars now, and you always bring in some good speakers. Who's talking this year at the Milwaukee show?
Well, the really kind of unique thing that happened at Chicago, and this guy's been in our industry for a number of years, but he's been a very quiet man that really hasn't given up a lot in terms of what he knows, and that's Mike Calderazzo. He's a world record holder for pike.
Uh-huh.
Now, I know it's not a muskie. He is a world record holder for a 50-plus huge monster pike, and he's got a great story to tell. He's an awesome fisherman, muskie or otherwise. That in itself is great. That's on Saturday midday. We've got Steve Herbeck coming back, perennial jack-of-all-trades for as far as fishing goes, whether you're in the United States or Canada. Greg Thomas, Kevin Tischke right out of the Green Bay area. If you ever want to get on a bigger fish, that's kind of the United States water that possibly is going to be, you know, I think in contention for a world record at some point in time.
I think you're right. Yeah, absolutely. And you got Dan Donovan going to talk, I'm assuming he's going to talk about fly fishing because that's what he does.
Yeah, Dan, I'm really actually very excited. The whole aspect of catching a muskie just in general is hard enough with the gear that you have, but just magnify it with this. Putting it on a fly rod, as you can attest, Dan, that's not necessarily something that's easy.
Actually, on the right water, I will pit a good fly fisherman against a gear fisherman. I think we will catch as many or more because we can put the fly against structure, give it two strips, pick it up, throw it back. You don't have to crank it all the way back to the boat. So you don't have follows. You don't have the figure eight at the boat, although you can. But fighting them on a fly rod is another matter. You just got to know what you're doing. It's a lot of fun for sure.
That's the exciting thing that Dan Donovan and the Muskie Fool group will be coming and bringing to the show. They've got a great booth, and I'm sure they're going to be excited to talk to you about, you know, either entering their sport or if you're in the sport, whether you're a regular fly fisherman, maybe you might want to think about maybe stepping up your game and trying for muskie.
Yep, absolutely. Well, what else you got going on there? I understand there's some specials. Super Ticket Saturday is one of them.
Well, that's not Super Sick Ticket Saturday. It's Super Ticket Sunday.
I'm sorry.
So,
yeah.
That's okay. It's okay. The Super Ticket is available for Sunday only. It's basically a get-in free card. So you pay $50, and you are given five $10 gift certificates to spend at either Muskie Innovations, Chaos Tackle, Muskie Mayhem, Spanky Baits, or Beaver Baits. So those $10 gift certificates are on this ticket, and then you get them basically for free.
What are the show hours for folks who are thinking of, you know, which day they're going to come?
Okay, well, we start out on Friday. We start out at 2 p.m., and we go until 8 p.m. Friday's got a great lineup there. And I'd add also, we'll have the fish fry Friday evening. Schweiz fish fries, world renowned. Saturday, we start at 9 a.m. We're one of the earliest shows to open up in the industry, but I've always said, if you're a fisherman, you're up early anyway, so let's get this show going. We close it out at 5 o'clock because most people by 5 o'clock, they're already done. So we go 9 to 5 on Saturday. When we start up again on Sunday morning, same thing, 9 a.m. And the show is wound up and done at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
All right. Well, and people can buy tickets ahead of time, or they can buy them right there at the door, right?
Yes. Actually, right now, if you do buy them online, this weekend, they're still on sale. Day of show, they're not on sale, but you can still buy them online, and they'll be available at will call. We take cash. We take credit card. In fact, if you give us a credit card at the show, we'll even give it back.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, I hope you have a great show. I know a lot of folks are talking muskies and thinking about open water fishing, and spring is not that far off when we have warmer weather this time of the year. So I hope you have a great show, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you, Dan. You have a great day.
All right. Mike Vezeret, producer of the Milwaukee Muskie Expo. Next weekend, folks, it's coming to Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. That's February 17th through 19th. Details on everything we talked about and more online at muskieexpo.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Listen to more Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Last week, my son John and I talked about our recent ice fishing trip to River Bend Resort up there on Lake of the Woods in far northern Minnesota. Well, joining me now is another outdoor communicator who was on that same trip. His name is Sid Dobrin. He's a professor and chairman of the English department at the University of Florida in Gainesville. He's also a researcher, a very prolific writer, the author of 20 books on writing, ecology, and technology, and a couple on fishing as well. He's a dive instructor, rescue diver, guide, and rumor has it he's even growing gills. He kind of lives and breathes fishing. His writing has appeared in many fishing publications, and he has a podcast that he co-hosts. It's called The Fishing Professor Rodcast. Get that, not podcast, but Rodcast. You can find it on YouTube, and links to everything he does on his website, which is inventivefishing.com. Well, my goodness, joining us now from Florida, Sid Dobrin, thanks so much for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me. Great intro. I appreciate all the kind words.
Well, I got a lot of it from your site and also from sitting in a heated shack on frozen Lake of the Woods for about 8 hours with you. Gosh, you've been fishing a long time. How did you get started?
Oh, I think my story is the same as most anglers. It was a family thing. My grandfather was a fanatic fisherman, rod builder, boat builder here in Florida. And of course, my dad picked that up and then taught it to me and my brothers when we were kids. And so it's just been part of the family life as far back as I can remember.
Uh-huh. And you specialize in saltwater fishing, but you told me before we started recording that I know you fished all over North America, but you are expanding more into all fishing, freshwater as well, right?
Absolutely. My brothers and I and my family, we're beach people. We grew up on beaches, and with my grandfather being a boat builder, the ocean was always there for us. But, bass lakes in the south were certainly always part of things. And in my own travels, particularly in places like Alaska and farther out west, I picked up trout fishing and fly fishing. and have been trying to expand just my knowledge base of all things fishing, particularly recreational fishing in North America. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And you also serve on the American Sport Fishing Association's Advocacy Committee, I understand. What's that all about?
About a decade ago, I started making advocacy videos as part of what I do with Inventive Fishing, and they caught the attention of the American Sport Fishing Association. And so I started to get involved with that association as the primary trade association for recreational fishing. And through that organization, I became more active in looking at angler rights and fisheries issues across the country. And they asked me to serve on their advocacy committee. Now, this past year, they've reorganized their committees, and I now serve on their media committee. But I find American Sport Fishing Association's work to really be out there protecting the rights of anglers and lobbying at national and local levels about what we do as recreational anglers.
And speaking of recreational or sport fishing, I think it's your most recent book, Fishing Gone, Saving the Ocean Through Sport Fishing. I guess I can guess the thesis from the title, but what's that book all about in a nutshell?
Sure, in a nutshell, I wrote the book at the same time we were trying to get the Modernizing Recreational Fishing Act passed in Congress. And so I wanted to really look at how the industry of recreational fishing contributes to ocean conservation and fisheries management. And so there's a lot of fishing stories in it because everybody wants a good fishing story. But it's really about how we as recreational anglers not only have the ethical mandate to protect our oceans, but to really look at how we think about and how we actually do conservation work as recreational anglers.
You know, the Dingell-Johnson Act back in the 1950s, which is the fishing version of the Pittman-Robertson Act, which most of our listeners are familiar with. Hunters pay for conservation through the excise tax. Anglers do the same thing to a certain extent through the excise tax created by that Dingell-Johnson Act. Is there more that anglers ought to be doing besides paying that tax that we're not even aware of when we buy equipment?
Well, certainly. I mean, the excise tax is a very important part of overall outdoor recreational conservation efforts. But individual anglers also have the opportunities to really rethink how they are engaging the activity, you know, what they are doing while on the water, while fishing. Everything from catch and release ethics to disposal of old equipment ethics. And of course, the big thing is, and I push this not only with anglers, but non-anglers as well, is the purchase of your fishing license, because license expenditures go directly to conservation agencies inside of your state where you're buying the license, and they also then inform federal opportunities for money to come back to those states. So I personally think that every kid who turns 16 when they get their driver's license ought to also buy a fishing license, whether they're going to fish or not, because that directly impacts state and federal funding for conservation efforts in your home state.
That's a great idea. Now, you are one of the most active guys I know in the field. I don't know how you find time to teach graduate courses in writing and technology, chair a large department at a major university, write 20 books, deliver papers all over the world, and still have time to go fishing. How do you fit it all in?
Well, I guess I don't sleep much.
Yeah.
The truth of it is that I like to combine all of those things. So when I first got out of graduate school, I kept my fishing and my academic work separate. And it really dawned on me that the kinds of things that I was doing in environmental humanities and in writing instruction really tied into the opportunities in the recreational fishing world. So I literally approached an editor of a fishing magazine and said, I am a writing teacher and a fisherman. How do I become a fishing writer? And at that point, it was just combine the stuff and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's what a lot of us do. I mean, as you know, I have a teaching background myself, but I gave that up a number of years ago, and I've just been doing writing and TV and most recently radio now for 18 years, radio and podcast. Speaking of podcasts, you have one you call the Rodcast, which is a real clever play on words there. You do gear reviews and other things. I've watched a couple of them, but haven't had a chance to delve too deeply. What do you do in your Rodcast, The Fishing Professor?
The Rodcast starts off with an interview with either a fisherman or somebody inside the industry, whether it's a captain or a guide or somebody who works for, say, a rod company, and we talk fishing. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorite parts is following the interview, much like the interview you and I are doing right now, I have a bourbon break where I review bourbons or associated whiskeys specifically for anglers. That's always fun. And then I do a top 10 countdown of different parts of equipment. So, for instance, I might count down my top 10 bluefish lures, or I might count down my top 10 surf casting rods. And mostly I'm just joking around and having fun, but it gives good insight into some product. Like to talk about anglers' love of bourbon, which I happen to be a big fan of bourbon. And then, of course, the conversations are generally much more, let's talk about very specific aspects of what we do as recreational fishermen. So, a guide might be giving us tips about how to troll for blackfin tuna, or we might sit, for instance, you and I could sit and talk about our experiences last week ice fishing at Lake of the Woods.
And we will do that in just a couple of minutes, but I've got to take a break here. Will you stand by and come back and talk about Lake of the Woods and ice fishing and a few more things?
Absolutely.
All right. Folks, I'm talking with Sid Dobrin. He's a professor and chairman of the English department at the University of Florida in Gainesville, and a very avid fisherman, a lifelong fisherman, and we will continue this conversation in just a few minutes, so don't go away. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Escanaba, and Houghton. We at Remy Battery Company want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the past 90-plus years and your continued support of our local, family-owned company. Stop in and see the expertise of over 9 decades of battery knowledge and customer service. Let us take care of the batteries for all of your needs, from power tools to sump pumps and ATVs to hunting decoys, even down to the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or waters. Don't forget to ask your sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
From gooey grilled cheese sandwiches on Dakota-style 12-grain to peanut butter and jelly on Kids' Choice soft white bread, kids of all ages want simple, comforting food that remind them of mom's home cooking. Country Hearth was born from that nostalgia and commitment to simplicity. Baked locally using natural ingredients like whole grains and honey, our breads are delivered fresh daily to grocery stores throughout the Midwest. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Still looking for that perfect Valentine's Day gift? How about a beautiful Ethiopian opal ring for free? Stone Age Gem, Mineral, and More and WFHR are teaming up for this fantastic giveaway. Just go to the Stone Age Gem or WFHR Facebook page and let us know how you and your significant other met before noon on Valentine's Day. The best story will win this one-of-a-kind piece. Make this a Valentine's to remember with Stone Age Gem and WFHR, a locally grown radio.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Jammers Bar and Grill is looking to add to their team. Jammers Bar and Grill has openings for bartenders. They're excited to bring someone new to the Jammers team and are offering good wages with great tips and a friendly atmosphere. Yes, they'd like a little experience, but they're also open to training. Stop into Jammers today to pick up an application and meet some of the team. Jammers Bar and Grill, 2810 Eagle Road, Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I'm talking with Professor Sid Dobrin. He is the chairman of the English department at the University of Florida in Gainesville. Go Gators! And he's also an avid fisherman, a prolific writer, and he spent a couple days with me and some other outdoor communicators sitting in heated shanties on Lake of the Woods way up in northern Minnesota. He flew in from Florida for that and said, why on earth did you come to northern Minnesota to go ice fishing on Lake of the Woods?
It's a great question. I ask myself that every day since the trip, why I did that. The reality is I did it because I've never had that kind of experience. I don't know from winter. You know, we are lucky if we even get a freeze here once a year. And so the opportunity popped up, and I wanted to have that experience. I mean, I've heard about ice fishing my entire life. I've certainly seen pictures of it. And when an opportunity comes up to try something new, you got to try something new.
Absolutely. And you fished all over North America. How would you rate Riverbend Resort compared to other places you stayed, other resorts you fished out of?
Oh, there's no doubt Riverbend Resort is just a magnificent place to stay. In fact, I really want to go back when the lake opens up, because certainly given the temperatures, and when we were there, it wasn't just normal cold, it was exceptionally cold. I think it was minus 28 one day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, that's just baffling to me. So I want to go back and see it when the lake is open. But, you know, it was a fantastic experience. I'm glad I got the opportunity to do that. And it is now on my list of I want to go back and ice fish again.
Yeah, you caught the biggest walleye, which maybe was fitting because you came the longest distance. We caught a mess of walleyes and saugers. You've caught walleyes before, I suspect. Have you seen saugers before that?
I have not seen saugers, and frankly, to be honest, because I've already posted about this, that was actually my first walleye, too.
Wow.
So there was a lot of firsts in that trip for me.
Yeah, and gosh, Steve Griffin caught a Cisco, or Tulibee, as they call them over there in Minnesota. That is a member of the whitefish family, common to the Great Lakes and a few deep water lakes in the upper Midwest. I'm sure you don't see them anywhere near where you live down in Florida.
No, not at all. They're beautiful fish, too.
Yeah, they are. Now, you've already said you would go back to Lake of the Woods. You know, that was not typical cold, but it was the kind of cold that we experience up here in the north. On a calm day, it can be well below zero, and if the sun's out, it doesn't really feel that cold. And, of course, we were dressed for it outside. And inside the shacks, we had to strip down to, take our outer gear off anyway. Were you ever uncomfortable with the cold?
I was not uncomfortable. And again, I'm grateful for everybody involved in providing me with the gear to keep me warm, because I certainly did not own an ice suit. And the kind folks at Clam provided me with one. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. But I will say, I went outside once to fly my drone and get some aerial footage for my own media. And I had to do that with my gloves off, and my hands hurt. And when I came back into the fishing hut, I put my hands up near the heater, and everyone in the room said, no, don't do that, don't do that. It's going to hurt even worse. So I did learn a little bit about exposure. But yeah, I think that my hands, when I was trying to fly my drone, that was a little much for me.
And your drone was able to fly at 20 below, huh?
Yes, and one of our colleagues who was there as well, Carrie, flew hers. She got much better images than I do. But yeah, they did work. I will admit, I kept my batteries in a insulated pack with hand warmers to keep them warm so they wouldn't freeze.
Yep.
But that was a trick I learned online.
Yep, and we also tuck things into inner pockets and carry those disposable hand warmers in weather like that when we're outside. Well, what other impressions do you want to share as a first-timer on ice on a big lake like that?
Well, I think one of the things for me is because we were fishing... basically fishing inside.
Yeah.
We weren't out on the ice. I could see being out on the ice being a different kind of experience. One of the things that I recognized in looking at the various kinds of ice castles and other huts that they use, a big part of those kinds of trips are really dependent on the company you're with. That was a great opportunity to just, like you and I mean, we spent 8 hours together in basically a 12x6 shed.
Yeah.
And that's a great way to build camaraderie. I could see it being very miserable if you were in a shed for 8-12 hours with somebody you didn't like, it not being a good experience.
Yeah.
But I was very grateful for the opportunity of the conversation, particularly because I was with you and other people who knew about this environment. So I learned a lot. A lot of the process for me while we were there was learning from you guys.
And what are you going to do now with the footage that you shot from your drone? And you had a little, I think it was a Sony handheld movie camera that you were filming activities with. How are you going to use that material and that information?
Sure. So I'm currently producing a couple of gear reviews for my gear review series based on the equipment we used. For instance, we were using live target lures that are actually freshwater versions of the saltwater live target flutter sardines that I use here. So I'm going to do a gear review of that, a gear review of the rods we use, gear review of the ice suit from somebody who knows nothing about ice suits. But I'm also producing a short video, an expedition type video about the excursion, about what I learned there, trying to provide others like myself who have no experience about, here's what you do when you go ice fishing in one of these great resorts like where we were.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned live target. I just wrote about our fishing experience for Wisconsin Outdoor News, the main publication I write for. And I kept track. I wasn't counting the fish that we caught, but my goodness, it was at least 90% of them came on a live target rattle bait tipped with a minnow, and we had a dead stick with a minnow sitting on a jig, you know, down a foot or so off bottom. But that live target bait seemed to attract most of the action.
Absolutely. I was fishing with the flutter shad primarily, mm-hmm. which is part of their ITC series, their inner technology core, or whatever it's called, and I found them to be very effective and very workable.
Yeah, I saw your review of live targets shrimp that, like so many other modern soft plastic baits, looks as real, maybe more real than the live shrimp itself. At least it can be fished more aggressively than you can with a live shrimp.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, live target is known for making lifelike looking lures, whether it's their swim baits or their trolling baits or these sort of flutter baits that we were using. They've always got, and their shrimp, they're particularly their new shrimp, really do look like live shrimp, and they move like live shrimp. And so their Live Target's done some great things in building that company.
They certainly have. I was not familiar with their product, so I was really glad to have a chance to use them myself. And speaking of shrimp, I digress here, but I went to grad school in Houston and fished Galveston Bay, and we would buy shrimp, live shrimp, literally, a bucket of shrimp, and fish for reds and trout and flounder. And if we didn't catch many fish or if we had bait left over, we took the shrimp home and ate them. That's what we did. I don't know if you do that.
Absolutely. Live shrimp are the number one bait we use in saltwater fishing in Florida. And yes, I mean, I could go to my freezer right now and there are bags of frozen shrimp. Frozen and dead shrimp work well too, but live shrimp are the go-to bait here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a couple new books coming out.
Well, not so much as coming out, but that I'm working on. You mentioned earlier my book, Fishing Gone, which is about conservation and recreational fishing. I'm currently working on a book that I'm calling 16 Fishing Stories, some of which may be true or something along that line, 16 Fishing Stories that may or may not be true. And then it'll be essays and fishing stories that, you know, I'm hoping to have finished within the next couple of months.
Well, good. You kind of touch on fishermen are liars, that meme, I guess, or, you know.
Absolutely. Or exaggerators.
All fishermen are liars except those that just stretch the truth, I guess, or something like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Sid, I'd like to have you back on when those fishing stories come out. That'd be great to talk about those and have a chance to read it and review it, because I do a book review every year for Wisconsin Outdoor News as well. I want to thank you for joining us and sharing your insights on the first time you've ever gone ice fishing up at Lake of the Woods and telling us about what you're up to there as the fishing professor. So thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, well, thanks so much for having me, Dan. This was a great conversation. And, of course, you know, as we talked for those 8 hours in the ice hut, I'm always glad and eager to talk with you.
All right. We will do it again sometime.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Fishing professor Sid Dobrin. His podcast is a rodcast, actually. You can find a link to it on InventiveFishing.com. That's his website, InventiveFishing.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Winter blues bugging you? Got big muskies on your mind? We can help with that. Come to the Milwaukee Muskie Expo, February 17, 18, and 19 at Washington County Fair Park in West Bend. Talk with lure manufacturers, retailers, clubs, guides, outfitters, and lodges. Catch seminars by the country's top muskie pros. Check out the latest muskie tackle, baits, resorts, boats, and lots more. Milwaukee Muskie Expo, a family event you don't want to miss. MilwaukeeMuskieExpo.com.
The Midwest's largest fishing website, lake-link.com, is your online fishing resource. 90% of Lake Link's features are yours to use free of charge. And members get access to Lake Link's online lake map library, lets you get GPS coordinates of any spot on the lake, and export waypoints to your onboard electronics. Members also get free outdoor classified ads, discounts on online store merchandise, and a whole lot more. You can also listen to Outdoors Radio 24/7 on Lake Link. Listen to this week's show, catch any of our past shows, subscribe to our podcast, or even sign up for our weekly e-newsletter so you'll know in advance what's coming up right here. Just type in the keyword radio. See what you've been missing. Log on to lake-link.com today. That's lake-link.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. We're also brought to you by Ducks Unlimited. Find out about their upcoming DUX Expo at duckexpo.com. That's duckexpo.com. And by the Wisconsin DNR Hunter Education Program. Want to go hunting? Sign up for Hunter Education or learn to hunt classes at dnr.wi.gov.
And if you are looking for our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin, and it doesn't happen to be airing where you live now, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And they are also airing shows on the main channel, Channel 10 there in Milwaukee PBS. Check the schedule for times. I believe it's still Thursday night and Saturday morning. And last year's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show and several years of Deer Hunt Wisconsin's shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin YouTube channel.
If you want to go back and listen to this show or past shows that you may have missed, you can do so. This radio show is archived on LakeLink. Go to lake-link.com, go to the bottom of their page, and they've got an outdoor radio tab. You click on that, and it'll take you right to our show, and you can download it and take us with you wherever you go throughout your week. You can find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater Jeff.
As we mentioned at the beginning of the show, this week's giveaway, a pair of tickets to next weekend's Milwaukee Muskie Expo at Washington County Fair Park. And as I mentioned earlier, kids 16 and under get in free. So bring the whole family and enjoy the show. To enter the drawing for those free tickets, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Be sure to leave your name and number. And if you're a winner, we'll let you know early in the week so you can plan to attend the show. But make sure you get out there and check it out, even if you don't win tickets. Several items from the DNR this week. We have been talking about the candlelight events at state parks and natural areas going on through the end of this month. Details on the DNR website. Just click on the events calendar. Sturgeon spearing is underway on the Winnebago chain. Good luck to all the spearers out there. I won't be doing it this year, but I know a lot of folks will, and we hope they have some good luck. They are starting prescribed burns pretty soon, so don't be surprised if you see crews out setting fire to fields and brush. They're organized. They know what they're doing. They are controlling invasive brush and other grasses, and they're also creating good habitat, improving habitat for wildlife. There have been several new CWD positives in wild deer. Jeff, there was a second one in Sheboygan County. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
Also, Langlade and Waupaca counties. So that will impact the baiting and feeding restrictions in adjoining counties as well as the counties where the CWD deer were found. So check the regs before you put out food that deer can get at. Snowmobile fatalities are continuing to rise, and the DNR is urging snowmobilers to drive sober. I don't know how that might affect the poker runs that are pretty common up north, but whatever you're doing, just be careful out there. Have you got a favorite team in the Super Bowl, Jeff?
I'm really struggling on this one because I like both teams for a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to have to go... I think I'm going to have to go with the Eagles. I'm going to have to go NFC on this one.
Yeah, you know, I am always hoping for the NFC team to win, even when it's not the Packers. So I guess that's both of us. So go Eagles.
There we go.
All right. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. You can hear more of his tunes at warrennelson.com. And you can purchase his CD, Anglin' Wayne and the Trollers, as well. I'm Dan Small. I'm here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
On one cold leg, when the loon cries lover, in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling home to you.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It was a normal day.
It was in some minor
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at